Viewer discretion advised. This is a fucking disclaimer. What you're about to hear is dirty, kinky, and vulgar as fuck. But this audio is just a role play. It was created for adult entertainment. It's only a work of fiction with no basis of reality. This audio is not intended to be used as encouragement nor instruction, and the creator does not condone the activities depicted within this audio. Now it's time to kick back, pull out your rock-hard cock, and have some fun. I hope you enjoy.
As the new headmistress of my very own school for sluts, I couldn't be more fucking thrilled. I mean, this is a lifelong dream of mine. In fact, ever since I can remember, I've been teaching chicks how to be the skankiest, yet classiest of sluts. Are you thinking, what the fuck is a skanky yet classy slut? You know, honey, the girl your mama warned you about. The goddess you've only heard about from your buddies. The woman you can take home to mom with no worries. But as soon as mom is out of sight, I'll be fucking you on the island in your mama's kitchen. Oh yeah, baby, right next to her freshly baked apple pie. As a strong, dominant woman, I've seen generations lose the sluttiness that my girlfriends and I always embraced, man, whole fucking heartedly. I mean, if I can acquire young women early enough to train them exactly how to pleasure themselves, their mistress, and any man or woman who crosses their path, well, darling, the world will be a better fucking place. Don't you agree? They need to be totally submissive and open-minded to every sexual fetish and kink imaginable, even if that is dominant. Then I'll teach them to run with it. Never resisting, always giving their 150%. The world would never have a shortage of gorgeous whores with no boundaries. Your mistress Rain was raised in a similar manner, but more on the dominant side of the tracks, if you know what I mean. I was taught by family the joys of pleasuring myself as well as getting them off. And you know what? I thank them daily. As of now, the vision of my school for sluts is coming to life, baby! The first main purchase was a grand home. Oh man, did I find just that too. It's a huge chateau, nestled in the majestic Rocky Mountains, baby. No neighbors for a good 30-mile radius. Sits up above the stunning valley overlooking the breathtaking Colorado River, crashing on those rocks. It's fucking perfect for what I have in mind for my little sluts. Chateau de Sena. That's what I've called it. Castle of Sluts. It has 50 large bedrooms. Perfect. And 20 smaller bedrooms. For, well, let's say the dirtiest of fetishes. Meow. My chateau sits on a huge yard, equipped with this insanely cool hot springs swimming pool. It's got a grand hall that'll hold 300 people easy. And I do love hosting sexy taboo events, orgies, gangbangs, sex contests. Oh, and the parties that are a lot more sinister. But baby, the best yet is the lower level. It's being renovated right now into a dark and deviant dungeon. Home to every possible sex device imaginable. It's going to be fucking perfect for my soon-to-be whores. Oh, Chateau de Soup. Well, it needed grade A meat to fill the halls. To be honest, it was easier than I thought finding my sexy little sluts. Oh, my pain in the ass sister, Shannon Nicole, and I scouted the streets of fucking New York City, Paris, Tanzania, Russia, Amsterdam, South motherfucking America, only to find the most exotic, pristine, aristocratic young pussy. Our sluts in training are all virgins. Brilliant minds for me to twist and form, and their hard, luscious bodies for our kinks and fetishes, boys, because nothing is off fucking limits at my school for sluts. Now, you may be asking yourself, does Mistress Rain have any experience training young ladies to be the sluttiest of whores? In fact, honey, I do. Notably, my foster sister, Shannon Nicole. My parents brought home this gangly-looking ragamuffin of a girl from this foster care. Her mother apparently was a prostitute whore who sold this skanky little sleazy shit to any dick that wanted to fuck it. And it was apparent when my newly adopted slutty foster sister arrived. I mean, she would rubber pussy everywhere. This putrid stench coming from her fuckhole. Fuck, I caught her finger fucking herself every day. She was always real gentle when fucking herself, too. It drove me nuts. Well, one day she was outside, laying on the lounge chair by the pool. I walked up behind Shannon Nicole, and of course, that bitch had her fingers buried knuckle deep inside her stinky vag. I walked back into the house, grabbed the jar of pickles and a banana. I know, what the fuck? That's my mind. I snuck them out to my horny foster sister, scaring the shit out of her. And I yelled, "God damn, Shannon Nicole! Why are you always finger-fucking yourself?" And I startled this little bitch, and she started to cry. Fuck. I screamed, "Oh, fuck no, you ugly bitch. You are not allowed to cry." I pulled out this big, fat 5-inch pickle. I knelt down in front of her lounge chair. And I started to explain to her how stupid she is, finger-fucking herself the wrong way. I slid her bikini bottoms over. She looked at me with her big, bulging eyes, asking, "Rain, what are you going to do with that pickle?" "I'm going to slam it down your fucking throat if you don't shut the hell up." Then without warning, I ran that pickle right up her slutty, skanky, fucking cunt. She hollered in pain, begging me to stop. I laughed this evil laugh that I'd never heard come out of my mouth before. I replied, "Bitch, this dirty fuckhole between your legs belongs to me now. And I'm going to stick whatever I goddamn please inside of it. I'm going to teach you how to fuck like the sleazy whore you were born to be. Don't you know that's the only reason your raunchy mommy gave birth to you? She wanted a slutty little bitch blow-up doll of a daughter. She could pimp out for her next fix. But, Shannon Nicole, you weren't slutty enough. Mm-mm. You didn't give her what she needed. That's why she gave you away." You really are an idiot, aren't you? Oh, and this little bitch was uncontrollably crying, which for some reason gets my pussy wet. I told her to get on her hands and knees. "Yes, that's it, girl. Prop that pussy and asshole up for me, you filthy, dirty cunt." She jumped to my command. God, it made me feel like I had this power over her, like I was fucking dominant. I held that banana to my crotch behind her, as if it were my penis. I do have a little envy. Then I was rolling it from her skanky twat to her slutty shithole. Do as I tell you or I'll beat my fist up your fucking whore hole. I pressed the end of the banana to her creamy pussy. I thrust my hips hard, feeding more of half of that banana into her cock-craving cunt. Oh, yes, I began to hear her moaning. I told her to look at me. She was rolling her eyes in the back of her head, thrusting her fucking hips down on that banana. Oh, I said, "That's it, you fucking bitch. Fuck my dick." Oh, and she started. Oh my god, that little fucking whore rode my fucking banana cock like it was the best dick that was ever planted deep inside of her juicy fuckhole. Oh yes, my ugly whore. Oh, she licked her lips before I spun around, planting my soaking wet pussy to her mouth. Oh, yes, my ugly little whore. Eat my fucking cunt, bitch. I started rubbing my pussy up and down her face. Oh, yes. fucking her with my piece of fruit. Oh, that's it. Oh, she started quivering with every thrust I gave her juicy, hoary fucking hole. Oh, fuck yes, that's it, you little fucking twit. Oh, God. Oh, my God, which in turn, oh, fuck, made my pussy explode. Oh, God, yes, yes, just drenching her fucking face. Oh, my God, filling her mouth with my sweet juices. Oh, she was slurping at my cum. Oh, and I felt the vibrations of her screams under my fucking pussy. Oh, God, it felt magical. Yes, yes, that's it, Nicole. Come for me, bitch. Oh, God, just then that banana was fucking soaked and smothered with her cum. Oh, yes, I slid that banana out of her twat. And I made her suck that cream off. Well, there's hope for my slutty, cock-craving, ugly-ass whore of a foster sister. Oh, but there is more hope for all of my new sluts in training. So stay tuned for, lots of adventures at the Chateau de Salope.